When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Gina says, hey, Ben and Kelly. I must say I love your show. Always try to listen every morning on my way to work.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'm hoping you can offer up some insight for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been together with my boyfriend, quote, Greg, for about 2 months.
Hi, Greg.
Greg will come over to my place and hang out, but he's never stayed the night. I first thought it was a comfort thing, like he just likes his own bed, stuff like that. But after 2 months, I had to ask him why.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him that it makes him uncomfortable to sleep in a place where I've been with other guys. Mm. First of all, presumptuous. Secondly, what? So when I called him out on it, he said that he'd be willing to buy me a brand new mattress and then he'd stay over.
Oh.
So I'm confused because up until now, he hasn't come across as controlling. He's pretty mellow, but this really caught me off guard. Is this a red flag or a possible look into his controlling future?
Mm.
What would you do? Would you accept the mattress as a gift and go on with the relationship? Thanks so much.
Find the most expensive mattress you can. Say, you know what? Honestly, the only way I could possibly accept your gift, your generous, generous gift, and us start fresh would be on this $15,000 Tempur-Pedic mattress. Right? That's really the only way that I could possibly move forward.
I think we use this as a great way to get a new bed out of it, right?
I mean, isn't that what sheets are for? Like, you don't...
Sure.
You don't sleep on the mattress, do you?
Yes. Yes. No, you don't. I hope you don't.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit weird.
It is weird.
Yeah?
But then again, if she is in need of an upgrade, this could be the way to do it.
I mean, it's not possible that he just doesn't like the feel of the mattress and decided, no, I don't want to insult her that way, so I'll just insult her this way.
That could be, but that's a weird way to go. I feel like it comes off as way creepy with what he told her.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, okay, here's the other question.
Yeah.
You accept the mattress.
Yeah. Oh, but then does he take it back?
Exactly.
If you break up.
Yep. Is that, quote, his mattress?
Whoa.
I mean, technically, that would be like a gift, right? Wouldn't you consider it a gift? And that's
there shouldn't be strings attached.
Well, and isn't that what they consider engagement rings? They consider engagement rings gifts. So, right.
Well, I think, isn't there like a rule of who breaks up with who on that?
I don't know.
There could be.
I don't know. Okay, so... 502-795-1997. If you've been in her shoes and had a boyfriend or an ex-boyfriend say that to you, how did you approach that?
Right. It does feel a little red flaggy. It does.
Yeah.
It feels a little like that.
Yeah.
It could be an opportunity to upgrade.
I know. We are like joking that way. That's for sure. But Morgan said, this reminds me of my previous stepdad being like, I can't live in this house where the father of your children lived. So we either move or ...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if he can't accept you, she goes on to say, that you had a life before him, that's a him problem.
Yes, it is. Haley says could be OCD germaphobic tendencies. Like maybe he's just a germaphobe and that's kind of an extreme way it's showing itself.
But you bleach your sheets then. And you're like, look, clean.
Or maybe even buy new sheets.
Yeah, I was going to say that's cheaper than buying a whole mattress.
Exactly.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories about that or maybe the best pity gift that you've received from a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
A pity gift?
Maybe. All right. It's group therapy. So Gina has the opportunity to get a brand new mattress. And you're thinking, well, gosh, why not jump at the chance? Well, the problem is it's her new boyfriend, is willing to get her one because he can't stand the idea of the mattress she currently owns.
Having history with other guys. Exactly. And so many people throwing out maybe he's a germaphobe. And then Brandon's all like, wait, does he buy a mattress for every woman that he's dated? I mean, that's money. If that's his policy, Has he done that with every girl he's dated?
Well, and in that case, is he rich?
I mean, seriously. And then Benjamin's like, she should tell him, well, if that's the case, I'm going to need a new sofa, dining room table, and a few other flat surfaces as well.
New carpet, new stairs.
New... Oh, sassy.
New oven.
Sassy. And then, oh, somebody else pointed out, does she need a new body?
A new body? Oh.
Excellent point.
Oh, if she has been touched in the past.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then, you know, obviously then we go to Jared, and Jared texts in and says, yeah, that's weird. Tony Melito says it best. You're right. It's the whole...
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
That's right. That's right. We can
He's
always go to...
He's not taking that attitude, though.
No, we can always go to Tony for that sort of advice. Hey, Dave, so has this happened to you?
Okay, so I was with a girl, and... She told me she was never comfortable in my bed.
Uh-huh.
She said it was because, you know, I like a firmer mattress and she wanted a softer one and all that. Anyway, I got a new mattress. Ultimately, she did tell me that it weirded her out that I had been with other girls in that bed.
Yeah, so Dave, let me ask you this. Had she come out and reversed the order with which she said, you know, the mattress is bad and said, hey, don't like that you've been with other women on this mattress, and also... It
would
hurts
that have changed
to sleep
it?
On.
Yeah, yeah, would that have changed it in your mind?
Yeah, if your primary reason is because of the history of a piece of furniture, that just shows massive insecurity and weirdness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
okay.
And obviously you've never been a struggling college student who will accept any sort of furniture and or thing from anyone. Legit, I slept on a bed that was... my roommate's sisters.
Oh, no yeah. Telling. No telling what happened.
I know. And you know what? I like, you just don't think about
whatever.
It. And you accept the mattress and you're like, you know what? Hey, it's a queen size mattress.
Right.
This is great.
Yes.
Right.
New sheets. It's all good.
It's a pillow topper. I love it. You know? So
yeah,
anyways.
That's like the wrestler, Dwayne Johnson, but now the actor, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes.
He told a story of when he was early in wrestling. He just found a mattress in an alley. It was stained up and nasty. And he was just like, I need a bed. And he took that.
See, there you go.
He knows
think about it going. Like Dwayne Johnson. That's what she needs to tell her boyfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Y'all do.
Brad says memory foam doesn't mean it actually remembers.
Excellent point, Brad. The love physicians. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so what are we telling her? Are we saying to accept the mattress and with caution? Or are we saying, no, this is red flag material, let's move on from him? Because because she doesn't have a whole lot invested in this relationship yet. She said just a couple months in. So,
does she turn the tables on him and be like, what if I said that to you? Like, have you had other ladies in your bed? So I think do we kind of try to again convince him that this line of thinking is
a little
problematic
sus.
And if this is the way it's gonna go, I don't know. I feel like maybe we have another conversation. I think we mention, you know, the Dwayne Johnson thing. I think that's a funny little thing. But I also kind of turn it on him as well. Like, what if I said that to you?
And has he ever stayed in a hotel?
Exactly.
Or an Airbnb?
Yes. Same thing. So maybe she asks, would it make you feel better if we just bought new sheets?
Mm-hmm.
And then see if we can go from there. But if he's doubling down and insisting, you know, no, she's got to change her mattress. His is fine. She's got to change. Then I think maybe that could be an indication of this is some weirdness and controlling issues to come.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. And hopefully maybe you get something good out of it.
Oh, so you're saying, well, yeah, go ahead and take the mattress. So
well, I'm saying if that's what you choose to
and
do.
Then break up with him?
Again, go for the best of the best, all right?
Right. Top of the line.
Yep. Walk into that mattress store with a smile on your face going, I like that one.
I do think it's a valid question to ask, though. Like, okay, you've dated other people before me, right? Did you ask them to do the same thing?
And have you ever stayed in a hotel?
And how, yes, and how much money have you dropped on mattresses, if so?
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, good luck with you, and keep us posted on what happens. Gina, that is Group Therapy.